So nice big breath in. Close your eyes, relax your body, and just be soft. Be receptive. Let whatever that is for you. Maybe you feel like your body is ready to just take a break after being on alert, and you can open that part of you where your heart and your mind meet together and see how you can receive the energy of this beautiful, loving entourage that surrounds all of us and flows into us with waves. Waves of that love for humanity, for who we are here on this planet. Learning, healing, and growing. Take another breath. And just for this little moment, sink into that place of, yes, that's what we're doing. We are. We're doing that together. This family, connected to many of these families across the planet. We awaken together, we heal together, and we find that place of love in ourselves and each other. Together, with the guidance and the love and the messages from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Dear ones, before I begin, the model of an audience listening to a speaker is extremely three-dimensional. It's a paradigm you're used to since school. The teacher arrives, you listen, you take notes. I wish there was something that I could create right now that goes beyond that to such a degree that you'd understand that we are one. Some of you are listening to these words and mouthing them at the same time because we are one. What comes out of the mouth of the one giving the message is what some of you already know and expect. We are one. It would seem like a teaching scenario, but there's so much more here. So much more. The words just ring off the walls if you don't listen. But I think you may listen to this. We're going to give you something hard, heavy lifters. It may be too hard. I'm going to give you some exercises to consider based upon a channeling that my partner gave in Anchorage, Alaska. And if some of you have read that or have perhaps listened to that, it is a story of a man in the future. The day of an enlightened old soul generations from today. And what he might experience, how he would handle issues, problems, from the time he gets up in the morning to the time he goes to bed. I told my partner I wanted that transcribed and added onto so that you could read the story gently and easily. And that's coming. This is an extension of that story. The story shows you a paradigm you can't believe of what an elevated, elegant consciousness would be like. Everyday issues and situations that still occur were handled totally and completely differently. I ask you the question again, the same one this morning. Do you believe that consciousness can actually physically change things. The day has been some kind of teaching from my partner that would enhance that possibility. For in science, this is what is being seen. And the study of coherence is all part of that. If this is true, then you would understand how what you think about things and what you do about them not only will change things, as I said this morning, in another part of the planet or the earth itself, but it gives incredible fuel for things to change dramatically with you, immediately, with what you start to create with the words, the consciousness, and the intent. Some of you have heard that channeling in Anchorage, and you might say, how are we going to get from here to there? How is it possible? And where do you begin? And so I'm going to show it to you. It begins here and now. Who is going to be doing the teaching? And the answer is, you are. And you're not going to have crowds around you. You're going to be teaching by example. What you do next and what your children do next and what you teach in everyday life, old soul, has energy. The energy of the masters and those around you will see the results. Take note and then start practicing and follow suit. Because the practical nature of everything I'm going to show you is so obvious. The love and the compassion of what I'm about to show you is so obvious. It's going to create a new world order of compassionate humans. That's what the evolution of consciousness creates. So I'm going to give you a few examples of things that you can do. Heavy lifting, every one of them. But it starts light and it gets very heavy. If you want to follow along, some of you will follow right to the end and some of you will stop because it gets too heavy. Some of you will say, well, I'd like to do that. Maybe I'll listen later, but it just got beyond what I'm able to do. You're fighting an old energy that has given you habits and biases, conditions, and it's tough sometimes to unravel what you do and what you've done for a lifetime. But let the unraveling begin. It's how you approach everyday things on the planet right now. It's a new paradigm of an approach that you might have and might start to develop and practice that is different from anything that you've been told before like this. It's practical. It is esoteric in that it's difficult. It's a new paradigm of consciousness, and it's something that you have to learn. Old souls, everyone listening and here in the chair, let us begin a series of exercises. Number one, in the morning, put your feet on the floor, out of the bed, and pause for a moment. This is the easy one, and yet it escapes so many of you. And I want you to create your day of joy, solution, and surprises that are benevolent. Instead of waking up and wondering what kind of surprise you're going to have today that's going to knock you back. This is habit, dear ones. It's habit to fear the changes and not to expect benevolence. It's habit. And instead of a habit of the unknown approaching you and swatting you, what if you create a bubble around you by your words and the compassion, the cognizing of your ability to do it? You make a statement to yourself. This is a benevolent day because I've created as one. All things that come at me that would not be that reflection of my magnificence will be solved and handled with compassion. And they may seem difficult. They may seem like the same things that hit me every single day, but not anymore, because I am going to surround them with solution. I may not see it immediately. Every single day I'm going to do this, because as I do it every day, that surrounding becomes stronger and stronger, and the solution begins. The darkness will not conquer me, you might say, as those feet plant themselves on this beautiful Gaia who knows you. When the Creator knows you and is listening to your words, the first ones you might utter to yourself in the morning, I create benevolence in my life. For some of you, even that is hard. Because the habits that you have are not like that. Let that be the easiest one we're going to do. Because it gets tough from now on. Number two. Exercises in benevolence that will change you, your situation, circumstances around you, and the planet. That's what we're doing. Exercises in benevolence and compassion, reflecting an evolved evolution that's coming to this planet. That's what you're doing. Number two, I'm going to call it pitfalls. So many of you walk through life seeing the same situations, the same individuals. If you're a student, if you're a worker, even in your socializations and your family, you will come across what I call pitfalls. That would be those that don't have your consciousness that make it tough. These are everyday people who you have to steer around so you don't have to listen again to the tapes that play that are complaining. Or that you don't have to face off because you're going to get negative things and you know it. It actually perhaps would wound you. Or those who don't like you at work, for instance. And you meet them every single day. These are the pitfalls. We call them that because it's easy to step in a hole, isn't it? To come across them yet again every single day. And they seem to knock you back just a little. Here is your challenge. You're not going to let that happen. And you see them coming. And inside you say, this is a benevolence of compassion. I see the God in them. They may be in distress. They're in trouble. They're unbalanced. They don't know what I know. Bless them in the oneness of all things. And then let them do their thing. And you just sit there. In love and compassion, and the bubble is not affected, is not affected, is not affected. Let them do what they would always do. Sometimes they will want to talk to you yet again and say the things that you've heard yet again. It's almost like you have to go through the tapes they play every single day in order to get to that place where you can do what you came to do. You see, I know who's here. I know how this works. Sometimes they're in charge, and you have to sit and listen. And so when you do the next time, I want you to hear it and understand that if you send compassion to this individual, eventually they may feel it. That the unbalance that would create complaining every single day would be then thwarted by your energy. Of just compassion and love as you sit there and listen and not object. Let your kindness be a tool that they see. Not that you're agreeing with what they're saying in their complaints, but like the masters on this planet, you sit and listen and they feel it. You are somebody that they can talk to, and eventually they're going to ask you what you've got that they don't. Because you're not going to complain back to them. And you're not going to nod your head in agreement as they complain. Instead, they will see you looking at them in a new way. Let every single pitfall, that is, those who normally meet with you, that you would see every single day, change. Every one of them. You can visualize what you might do and how you might do it differently so that you don't then run the other way or avoid something that you will face on and change with your compassion. Is this really possible? With time, yes. Will you be successful tomorrow? No. The next day, no. But as you practice these things, you're going to see how it works. And you'll start small and get large. That's number two. Oh, that was easy. Because it gets harder. I want you to envision right now the family member that irritates you the most. Even the ones you don't see much anymore. The ones who go after you for your belief. The ones who make fun of you. The ones who never really have liked you that much. The ones you have trouble with at Christmas. You know who I'm talking about. Not friends, family. Blood. And beyond. And I want you to envision them in your mind right now. And I want you to stand in front of everyone and not see that barrier that you've had in the past of disappointment, of fear, not wanting the controversy, wondering what you're going to say, what they're going to do next. Instead, I want you to relax in the arms of the family of God. And I want you to rewrite and reframe everything that you may say to them in love. I want the buttons that would make you angry to be disconnected. I want you to see the God in them that simply doesn't understand the God in them. I want you to see yourself as a catalyst that if you spend enough time doing this, that you'll be able to stand firm no matter what they say, no matter what name they call you, no matter what they do, no matter what irritation is there. Over and over, you've experienced it, and now you won't. It may change what they do when they don't get the reaction that they've gotten before. Do you realize that? You play into the arms of drama through habit and fear. What if they do the same things over and over? Family, to you. You know who I'm talking about. And this time, you're present. And you don't argue. And you don't have the countenance of returning fire. Or defending yourself. And instead, you don't simply turn the other cheek. You just love them. All you do is send compassion for every word that would hurt your heart. You have a compassionate word that returns. And you know what happens after a while? They disengage. Because they are not getting the results that they got before with you, dear ones. And then something else might happen. In the disengagement, they may see something in themselves and may actually ask you in a tender moment, what has happened to you? And then you can actually look them in the eyes and say, I have fallen in love with you again. Mom, Dad, sister, brother, you're beautiful. What do you think they may say? And the answer is very little. A tear might appear in one of their eyes when they realized what has really taken place. You have changed dramatically, and nothing they can do will affect you anymore. That is tough. This is a tough one. Number three is really tough. But there's more. How do you like it so far? Are you with me? Number four. One of the most difficult things for a human being to ever forget, to ever put aside, is betrayal. Almost everyone in the room has had some kind of that. Sometimes it's financial, sometimes it's personal, sometimes it's relationship, sometimes it's of the heart. Listen to me. Sometimes it's by those who die next to you before their time. It's betrayal. They weren't supposed to go. Betrayal from God itself, the creative source. Betrayal of those who hurt you in so many different ways. I don't have to expound on this because you all know what I'm talking about. All those listening, all those in the chairs. Old soul, if it's not been in this life, it's been in a past one. Comes from all sources, including the family. Betrayal. Now it gets hard. For this etches into you some sorrow that cannot be then forgotten, like burning your hand on the stove. When you think about it, you wince. You don't want to go there. You don't want to dream of it. You don't want to talk about it. You don't want to revisit it because it is so painful. And now what I'm going to ask you to do is dig it out and look at it in the eye. And forgive it. Under the pretense that they're simply an unbalanced there. They don't know what you know. And by this action, it solves that which is unhealthy for you. By this action, you do resolving in your brain, in your mind, in your heart. They may actually be gone from this planet, but dear ones, it changes. It changes things you can't even believe. What if I told you it might change them in a life when they return? Because you've forgiven them in this life and set an energy on this planet that would clear something. Something profound. What if I told you you live longer? Is that all right? What if I told you you look younger? That is how profound this heavy lifting is. You look them in the eye. Whoever has betrayed you, or those who have betrayed you, or the one who continues to pray, you get the idea. Look them in the eye, in your mind, in your mind. I love you. Created from the same stuff I am, I understand. The unbalance, the fear that created the betrayal. We are one and the same with God inside. You just were not aware of the beauty and the compassion that I've discovered. You couldn't be, you might be, you will be. But meanwhile, I love you and I forgive you. That is tough. More than tough, some of you simply cannot do it. It's beyond that which is possible. Because the betrayal has etched itself in such a groove. And you've told so many people about how disappointing it was. Can you reverse that in yourself? You can never reverse what happened. You can reverse your reaction to it. This is an elevated exercise of an advanced consciousness that's coming to this planet. It has to start somewhere. That's number four. I've saved number five for the area I'm in. And this is tough. So tough for so many of you. And you'll say it's odd, Kryon, that you put this last. Because it isn't about my family. And it isn't about betrayal. No, it isn't. It's about hatred. Dear ones, in this country where I am sitting right now, there has never been a time of polarization politically like now. There has never been a time where there has been blinding disappointment and hatred with leadership. Depending on what side you're on, there are those who will hate a leader, no matter what. And every single time that leader appears on television, you want to race to it and turn it off. You can't even look upon the face. That's the hatred. I am painting a picture of America today that is so polarized that even the ones cannot agree, hate each other for disagreeing. Here's what I want you to do. You guessed it. Can you face off with this and dissolve it so that it is not what you wanted for your country, perhaps? But the hatred, all it does is eat away at you. All it does is make things worse. For those of you in that situation, which is more than half the country, here is what I'm asking you to do. I want you to put a bubble of light around this leader so that wherever he walks, he can see more light than he would have without you. Are you getting this? If you're going to do this, you're going to have to drop the hatred. You're going to have to be circumspect and take a deep breath and say, I'm going to take this man, these people, this party, no matter what they're doing, no matter what they're saying, no matter what I believe, and I'm going to put an esoteric bubble of compassion and love around them so that light will be there when they need it, because they need it. This is tough. You have to go beyond the politics of what you believe for your country is correct and true and right. You have to go to a center of an advanced consciousness that says, not my candidate, but I can still send light there and love there. And for the half that say, everything is great, here are your instructions. I want you to love the ones who say it isn't. So you can be sitting next to them, even have a conversation with them, and say, isn't it interesting how things work? Can you join me in sending love and light to the leadership of this nation? I don't agree with you, you might say. And I'm not going to get into why. What I want you to do with me is send the love and the light to the leadership of the country. And together we're allied in that. And together we'll have an energy and compassion that's far greater than any hatred or argument or words that might fly. This, my dear human being, is the evolution of consciousness. Can you do that, old soul? You are prepared for this. Your lineage is this. You have the experience for this. Souls who are not as young cannot, as old cannot do that. The young ones cannot do this. And I'm talking about soul age, not the age of a human. Newbies on the planet can't do this. They cannot get up above the hatred or the anger. They just can't. But you can. Because you understand the layers that are multidimensional, the connection to the creative source. If you can do this, dear ones, you will guide this beautiful country. No matter what you think is happening, sending light to the Oval Office is the answer, regardless of who is there. Some of you will have got this message very clearly, and some of you will write letters and say, I'm so disappointed in you, Cryon. I didn't think you were that political, never understanding a word that was said. All you heard was Oval Office. This is how it works, dear ones. This is the biases that you would carry, the energy that you would carry from a very old time to now. And we're asking you to circumvent all these things. There's five of them, five. Five, not a, not an even pair. Five, always looking for balance. The five is change. It's not parable. It's not an even number, because it's always in transition, always looking for the balance that will come. These are the things for today. I sit in front of old souls doing the heavy lifting. You may want to review this to see how many of these things are viable for you and how many you have to work on. But old soul, you're the only ones that can do it. And that will be the beginning of the evolutionary process that is going to go far beyond what you think, for it will lay a foundation on the planet for those to come who will then practice these very elements. That's enough for now. I know who's here. I know what's happening. I know who you are. And so it is.